This is Tony.
Hello? Oh, hi. Yes, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. Is this David and Sons Heating and Air?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was just calling regarding the account and the past due balance, and also to let you know that they're going to take the website down today, davisandsonsheating.com. Do you handle that, or?
That's the blessing in all of this, because nobody even told me I have a website.
Oh, really?
I'm paying all this money. I didn't know I have a website. I don't know what's going on outside of I just pay you for something, and I don't get nothing in return.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because this
is
showing that in the time that you've been with us, your company has had 172 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. And then on Google, let me just go back to Google. It shows that you were found on the first page 60 times with 18 Google actions, including 14 clicks to your site and 4 clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've received a lot of solid work out of this, and maybe you're not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I did. I've got nothing from this.
So have you seen the website at least? The Davis.
I never knew I had one.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said earlier. Let me ask you, this is Tony, right?
William set up the account. Is William available, or is that you? And
that's
you
the same person. I'm the owner. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I sent you a text with the website link in it a few days ago. It put, urgent, your site will soon deactivate. If you'd like to keep your website, davisandsonsheating.com, you could do so for $49 monthly hosting fee. But I'll send it to you again if you wanted to look at it. Right now, there's an orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. But once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes down within one business day. So a lot of people like that option because, you know, it is 2024, and bare minimum, you're going to need a site anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how much is this monthly?
So monthly, you pay $249. However, that also includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, and I think what the best option would be is to remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put the Facebook ads on later if you wanted to. I really don't think you would need them, though, now that you're ranking on Google. They're better to kind of jumpstart the profile in the beginning, but now that you're ranking, most of your business will come from Google.
Okay. So I tried another month, but what's the cancellation, or what's the commitment?
So right now, your billing cycle is on the 14th, so the past due amount is from July 14th. I don't want you to pay now and then pay again in the 14th, because that's just a week away. So what I can do is collect the past due amount and then push the next one out 30 days. So you'll be paid in full until September 8th. And then all we ask is, if you decide not to continue, is just call us a couple of days before the 8th, and that would prevent the September 8th charge.
Gotcha. Okay. You ready for a payment?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. 4427.
Okay.
4250.
Got it.
6599.
Okay.
And then 6965.
And expiration?
That's May 2029.
And the code?
It is 182.
Okay. Now, it's still the Chambers Road for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want to try it and take the ads off and just do 149, or do you want to keep the ads on?
Nah, like I said, I've got zero value out of this.
Yeah, so
none.
Let's take the ads off.
So,
that way, yeah. Why pay that extra $100 if you didn't get jobs out of the Facebook part? So let me take that off. Now, Fatima had called in and helped set some of this up, and I know once your Google listing went live, we sent you guys an email to get some more reviews, and you did great. You got 7 5-star reviews. The only thing that looks a little bit suspicious to the end user is they all came in on the 8th and the 9th of last month and nothing fresh since that. So what I would suggest is I'll send you the review generator email again. And if you guys work on getting a couple of new 5 stars here and there and kind of spread them out, it looks more consistent to Google than if you just get, you know, 7 of them within 2 days. So I'll send that to you as well. Yeah, just so that you can start working on that. And then also I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard since you have, it seems like you haven't seen the site. You haven't looked at the results or the tracking or anything like that. So if you go on the dashboard, it will show you all of the activity in real time. So I think that that will help you too. But let me just check here. If I send it to davis.sons2980@gmail.com, you have access to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll send you a fresh login and then also the reviews generator email, okay?
Okay.
All right, and other than that, you're good to go. So thank you for updating that and have a really great rest of your week, too.
Okay, you do the same.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.